podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
99, The Buzz, presented Sandy with you. It's James Whitaker.
I got a good clickbaity title, James said.
Yeah.
James Whitaker is from the Win the Day podcast, and he's on with us every week. You can always join in on the conversation, 818-2899.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, James, okay, here's today's topic.
If say it. Someone- say, it like click- say it like clickbait. Say it like clickbait.
Like, ooh, good clickbait. If someone only has 10 extra minutes in their day to win the day, what should they do?
Good one.
Such a great question. I can feel I'm taking the clickbait.
Uh-huh. So
if there's only 10 extra minutes,
yeah,
and if I had to strip everything back, what I think would be most effective is just taking a moment for yourself in the morning to write down what three things you will do today to make the day a win.
Yeah.
That is just such a powerful start. You just prime yourself of what is my intention for the day. Maybe it's something related to your family. Maybe it's something related to your physical fitness or mental well-being. Maybe it's something related to your career. So if you can just write down three things that you will do to make today a win,
mm-hmm,
then that's going to guide every thought you have for the rest of the day, every action you take for the rest of the day. And if you've still got a couple of minutes left over, which I suspect you would, because it shouldn't take you 10 minutes to write down those three things, at the end of the day, just check in with your list. Did I do a good job? Did I not? Did I complete the list or did I not? And get a little bit smarter so when you attack it the next day, you are 1% better.
James.
And that's how you win the day. If you can do that, you'll win the week, you'll win the month, you'll win the year, and you'll win your life.
I remember kind of a glimpse of that suggestion a long time ago,
yeah,
and I actually came through with it this week. See what I have in my hand, Sandy?
Amazing.
James, you can't.
Look at him. He never writes lists.
Listen
James,
to this.
James, never.
I got this. I'm a tech person, so I ended up getting this thing called the Remarkable Paper Pro, which is basically a notepad.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, and I have been religiously following your three-banger list in the morning.
Yeah, he's doing good. Yeah. I've seen improvements because normally I have to remind him like a child of things. And now he remembers. I'm so impressed.
But these aren't work things. These are things,
yeah,
that
they
better...
hardly ever are that, work things.
Well, no. Well, no, I have those. That's a different... That's called the things to-do list. This is like the me list.
Okay.
And it's part of it. And that's exactly... It's things that you can do for you that'll... Like,
yeah.
1% better. Just don't reach for the stars. Just do one thing.
I love it. Normally clickbait fizzles after you click on it, but I think this one, I think it lived up to the expectation, James.
Oh, it's got a head on it like a Foster's Lager.
Yeah,
yeah, it does.
Exactly. And just quickly on that, if we look at the alternative of not writing anything down, when most people, they're like, even if they're motivated and ready to go to attack their day, then they're like, where do I allocate my energy? I don't know what to do. And that's when hours in the day ultimately gets wasted. So, yes, this is a great one, team. I love it.
Thank you. And thank you so much, Sandy, for that. That was great.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Anyone else? You want to know something from James? You want to come on the air with us? 818-2899. Reach out to me, Sandy, at rochesterbuzz.com. If you want to directly reach out to James at James Witt on social media, he has a YouTube channel. He's got the Win the Day podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts.
And he's got a great LA accent.
Love it.
I'm working on it.
James
Whitaker. Thanks, my bud. Thank you. See you next time.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters. And we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.